There's only one, said Ponder. That's what he was trying to tell us.
One what? Said Ridcully.
Of everything, sir. There's only one of everything.
It was, he thought later, a good dramatic line. People ought to have looked at one another in growing and horrified realization and said things like, By George, you know, he's right. But these were wizards, capable of thinking very big thoughts in very small chunks.
Don't be daft, man, said Ridcully. There's millions of the damn shells for a start.
Yes, sir, but look, they're all different, sir. All the trees we found, there was only one of each sort, sir. Lots of banana trees, but they all produce different types of bananas. There was only one cigarette tree, wasn't there?
Lots of bees, though, said Ridcully.
But only one swarm, said Ponder.
Millions of beetles, said the Dean.
I don't think I've seen two alike, sir.
Well, that's interesting, said Ridcully, but I don't see...
One of anything doesn't work, sir, said Ponder. It can't breed.
Yes, but they're only trees, Stibbons.
Trees need males and females too, sir.
Oh, they do?
Yes, sir. Sometimes they're different bits of the same tree, sir.
What? Are you sure?
Yes, sir. My uncle grew nuts, sir.
Keep it down, boy. Keep it down. Mrs. Whitlow might hear you.
Ponder was taken aback.
What, sir? But she is Mrs. Whitlow, sir.
Well, what's that got to do with the price of feet?
I mean, presumably there was a Mr. Whitlow, sir.
Ridcully's face went wooden for a moment, and his lips moved as he tried out various responses. Finally, he settled weakly for,
That's as may be, but it all sounds pretty mucky to me.
I'm afraid that's nature for you, sir.
I used to like walking through the woods on a nice spring morning, Stibbons. You mean to say the trees were at it like knives the whole time?
Ponder's horticultural knowledge found itself a little exhausted at this point. He tried to remember what he could about his uncle, who'd spent most of his life up a ladder.
I think camel hair brushes are sometimes involved, he began.
But Ridcully's expression told him that this wasn't a welcome fact. So he went on,
Anyway, sir, ones don't work. And there's another thing, sir, who smokes the cigarettes? I mean, if the bush just hopes that butts are going to be dropped around the place, who does it think is going to smoke them?
What?
Ponder sighed.
The point about fruit, sir, is that it's a kind of lure. A bird'll eat the fruit and then, drop the seed somewhere. It's the way the plant spreads its seeds around. But we've only seen birds and a few lizards on this island, so how...
Oh, I see what you mean, said Ridcully. You're thinking, what kind of bird stops flying around for a quick smoke? A puffin, said the bursar.
Glad to see you still with us, bursar, said Ridcully, without looking round.
Birds don't smoke, sir. You've got to ask yourself what's in it for the bush, you see? If there were people here, well, I suppose you might get a sort of nicotine tree eventually because they'd smoke the cigarettes. I mean,
he corrected himself because he prided himself on his logical thought.
These things that look like cigarettes and stub them around the place, thus spreading the seeds which are in the filter. Some seeds need heat to germinate, sir, but if there aren't any people, the bush doesn't make any sense.
We're people, said the Dean, and I like a smoke after supper. Everyone knows that.
Yes, but with respect, sir, we've only been here a couple of hours, and I doubt whether the news has spread all the way to small islands,
said Ponder patiently, and with, as it turned out, 100% inaccuracy.
That's probably not long enough for one to evolve.
Are you telling me, said Ridcully, like a man with something on his mind, that you think when you eat an apple, you're helping it to,
He stopped.
It was bad enough about the trees, he sniffed. I shall stick to eating fish. At least they make their own arrangements. At a decent distance, I understand. And you know what I think about evolution, Mr. Stibbons? If it happens, and frankly I've always considered it a bit of a fairy story, it has to happen fast. Look at lemmings, for one thing.
Lemmings, sir?
Right. The little blighters keep charging over the cliffs, right? And how many have ever changed into birds on the way down? Hmm? Eh?